This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver Public Schools and its teachers union have reached a new 3-year contract, ending months of difficult negotiations. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
More than 80% of union members voted to approve the new agreement. Educators will get an average salary increase of nearly 8% this school year, plus a one-time bonus and a yearly cost of living increase. Educators didn't get the firm class size limit of 30 students they wanted, down from 35, but the district has committed to working towards a goal of 30 students or fewer in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms by next year. It must also document its efforts to reduce overcrowding. The DPS school board will vote on a new contract at an upcoming meeting. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It is finally football season. The Colorado State Rams will play their first game of the season against Washington tonight. It's also the first ever meeting between the two teams. The Rams are coming off their first winning season and bowl appearance under fourth-year coach Jay Novell. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. Colorado time in Seattle. And the Air Force football team starts its season at home against Bucknell this afternoon. The Falcons posted a disappointing 5-7 record last season, but finished on a 4-game winning streak. Senior fullback Dylan Carson is among the leading returners for Air Force. Kickoff is at 1:30 at Falcon Stadium. And this is CPR News and KRCC.